This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, the next SusFest season's weekend of eco-themed events around St Albans District is 16th to the 19th of May, and the theme this time is local to global. And no one epitomises this theme better than one of the SusFest organisers, Farhat Zia, and her husband, Iqbal. They have run events in the past linking St Albans to the town that they are originally from, Buffa, in Pakistan. They've also set up a charity, the Akifa Foundation, to help people and the environment in and around Buffa. And Farhat has joined me before on Environment Matters to talk about their work to reduce plastic pollution by providing reusable bags and how they helped when Buffa was devastated by the floods that hit much of Pakistan in 2022. Farhat and Iqbal joined me again to update me on the work of the Akifa Foundation, to explain how they have used their experiences working on sustainability projects in St Albans to help their work in Buffa, and how what they have seen in Buffa has shown them how climate change is hitting people there particularly hard. Farhat, Iqbal, thank you so much for joining me on Environment Matters today. So you've been working hard to improve the environment in Biffa in Pakistan and to help the people who live there. And we heard last time you joined us, Farhat, about how you were trying to persuade local traders and shoppers to use reusable bags that you were providing rather than single-use plastic ones. So I just wondered how that is going and what you've learnt from your experiences there so far.
Last year, we distributed over 100 bags that we made, and we gave it out to the local people and local shop to encourage them to use less plastic bags, because what we saw by the river, there were so many plastic bags dumped everywhere. And plastic bag is used so much in Buffa. So what we're trying to do is I'm educating the ladies in the local community. I said, what did we used to use before these plastic bags came? And amazingly, they all said to me, we used to take our own container. And when I explained to the ladies, one plastic bag takes more than 25 years to dissolve. So what are you doing for your environment? And for me, I started working on a smaller level now with the ladies to educate them. If I can educate 10 ladies to use 10 less bags, that's achievement. We buy our naan bread every day. When you go to the local tandoor, hot piping naan given to you, wrapped up in a paper and then plastic bag. So I told the lady, why can't you take a material cloth, and the guy will wrap the naan up in that cloth for them and give it to them. And I said, that's the way to reduce the plastic. So I always give them an example. But the other thing I come back to learn, you can't all of a sudden say there shouldn't be a plastic, because we have to educate the children. So that's my aim this year, is speak to the 4 schools about plastic bags not being used. And one of the school has just sent a request that our children, they bring their packed lunch in a plastic bag. And would you be able to provide 100 bags for that school? And I thought we have to see, when I come out there, I have to see what's happening. Because, you know, you can't just provide things, but you have to look at how the community can help themselves.
Yes. So it sounds as if what you're realising is it's all about education, isn't it?
It is.
Educating women, educating the children.
So the education starts from home. And that's what I'm doing, you know, educating them. What I learned from here, from Sustainable St Albans, you know, and plastic pollution, and I've been implementing it in my life. And I try and implement it there.
Now, you also came up against a bit of a problem when you were trying to encourage people to get out there and reduce the amount of plastic litter around the place in litter picking. But what did you find there when you were asking women to go litter picking?
I've been brought up here and I was going with my Western hat on, and you have to respect the culture of other communities. Those ladies, they cannot go out litter picking, but what we done is we contacted the local community, the men group.
So, Iqbal, obviously you can't be out in Pakistan all the time. You've got your life here in St. Albans, but you've set up an environment forum out there. How did you set that up and what's that doing?
Yes, when I went to Pakistan, you know, you go out in the street and you see the plastic and the streets are strewn with plastic everywhere. And there was a big issue in Buffa, and it still is, because there's no mechanism whereby people can recycle the plastic. So what we did was we had first ever environmental awareness forum set up. And we invited local peoples, local organizations and professionals as well. And we talk about how do we make sure that the litter and plastic pollution, which is piling up, and to have a mechanism and what they can do to help the people to understand the problem. You know, the setup which we had was we had people from a local council present, the Hazara University representation was there, and some professional doctors were also part of that discussion. And we come up with a plan. If there's a litter everywhere, then we have to ask, there's the people will be putting on the WhatsApp group that this particular part of the city, litter is everywhere. So they will then alert and the action will take effect. And I'm very delighted to report to you, Amanda, that that forum is now exists its second year. Again, we are modeling this because we're learning from St. Albans. And I took their 10 point of climate action point from St. Albans and I shared that with them. How can we help and implement these on a too smaller level, not at a huge level? So yes, that the environmental awareness forum exists, and we are very proud to say, and I'm just very proud to share that everyone on this platform take climate emergency, climate and litter pollutions very, very seriously now, and people are thinking about it and talking about it.
Oh, that's brilliant to hear.
So Farhat, the last time you joined us on Environment Matters, you described how Buffa had been affected by huge floods. Have they been affected by climate change and extreme weather in any other way?
What I noticed, we went last year. We went from a very cold winter straight into summer. One morning we woke up, the temperature had gone to 28, 29, 30. It was unheard of. This is the first time that they're seeing weather like that, so harsh, going up to that. And then we came into city in Islamabad. The temperature in May was 40. And going back to Buffa, that last year, the river has totally dried up. The previous year, when we went in 23, that's when we had the massive flash flooding. And then a year later, we go back. And that June, it's just turned into a stream because Buffa is surrounded by a mountain. Then all those glaciers have melted. For the first time, they're having temperature going into that 35 degrees, which is really harsh.
That must be very hard for people to adapt to. So they're very much feeling the effects of climate change on temperatures, but also on the natural world, presumably on crops as well, and also on water supply too.
Yes. What we've done is, under Akifa Foundation, we've done 8 water wells so far, and that was all donation coming from our friends and family, because, you know, they don't have any clean water to drink. And the reason behind the water was giving people access to clean water. And we have done some of the water well in really remote areas. One of the areas we done, 48 houses didn't have a clean water at all. They were going miles and miles to get clean water for drinking. It was so wonderful to see that, you know, 48 of those houses are getting clean drinking water. And since then, we done 7 more water wells. This year, in the Suff Festival, local to global, we aim to do first water well which we go and call it St. Alban Water Well.
That's fantastic.
That's my dream. That's a really sweet thought.
And it has the problem of clean water been exacerbated by climate change?
Yes, it has.
It has. And what's the effect that it has on people?
Yes, I think what happened is, you know, the climate is affecting, as we all know, the water table is receding. And as a result of many wells which were there dug up 3-4 years ago were drying up. And therefore, it was very, very difficult for the local people to have access to clean water. And what people do is, if the well is dried, there's no clean water, they have to travel somewhere else to get to access to have clean water, and they travel far. So our aim, our Giver Foundation aim, was to find this community, assess and survey the area, and then ask the local donors and friends and families that this is the community, household do need your support, so will you be able to raise funds within your circles of friends, and then we could do the boreholes if it's needed there, or do the well, which is manually dug. So that is the aim. And access to clean water, as you know, there's improved the health qualities, and of course a lot of diseases and illnesses, you need to reduce the risk of that as well. So yeah, so we have 8 well, and this year, like as Farhat has said, that we need to aim at raising fund here in St. Albans and call it a St. Alban well.
And it also, I suppose, shows that, you know, we don't necessarily think about climate change as being a health issue, but it sounds like already it is a health issue in this area of Pakistan, as inability to have clean water definitely affects health, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's, you know, the waterborne diseases, and you know, cholera, dysentery, other illnesses, you know, the skin diseases, and all that is part and parcel. And let me go back to the flooding which happened 2-3 years ago. Pakistan, 2/3 of Pakistan's southern area were all flooded. This is the impact of climate change, which here in St. Alban may not be as relevant. People talk about it, but the harsher reality is experienced by the people in country in Pakistan, and particularly we had a flash flooding in Buffer.
So something that we, I think, can very much agree on in Pakistan and in St. Albans is that we do love a bit of tree planting, and you've been doing your tree planting in Biffa. Could you tell us a little bit about that, about how that's come about and who's doing it?
Amanda, I have been part of Sustainable St. Albans for the last 8 years, and I have learned quite a lot, and I have a green fingers. When we started our tree plantation, initially it just started with a few trees. Then last year, we planted almost 3,000. What happened is I only had a little bit of funding. So we said we will do 300. But the contact we made from our presentation in Buffer and the presentation I did local to global, he had a contact with forestry department. And he said, oh, if you're doing this project, we can give you 3,000 trees. So last September, we distributed over 3,000 trees. When we gave out those trees, it was to the people who were living below the poverty line, and we gave it in different places. And one of the gentlemen said, wouldn't it be a good idea if you gave us a tree that which gives a fruit that I can grow it in my courtyard? I will bear the fruit and I will sit in the shade. So this year we gave out 300 fruit trees to people. We were so surprised how many people came to collect those trees. We now got a load of volunteers involved, because what we've done is we've given the community the ownership. We can go and do a little bit of work, but we want the community to look after those trees, because what we did with this year, we had someone professionally coming to talk to the people to how to care for those trees. It's one thing you give them a tree, but you got to show them how to care for it. So I'd be really pleased to see, out of the 300 fruit trees we've given, let's be realistic, if 150 of those will survive, that will give somebody a shade in their courtyard. It will give them, hopefully in a year or two time, some fruit.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, it sounds like both of you have done lots of learning from what you have done so far. You've taken a lot of experiences from St. Albans and use them to try and help the people of Biffa, and I suppose more importantly, try to empower them to help themselves and their local community. And you've brought back your stories about climate change and the impact it's having, not just on the environment in Pakistan, but also on the health of people there, which will hopefully inspire us to try and work harder in our efforts to combat climate change as well. Thank you so much for coming and telling us about that today. And we look forward to hearing about all the future work that you do in Pakistan. Thank you so much.
I was talking there to Farhat and Iqbal Zia. And they want to invite you to visit their display at the St. Albans Spring Festival just outside the museum in St. Albans City Centre as part of SusFest Seasons on Sunday the 18th of May, where they'll have more information about how the Akifa Foundation is helping communities in Buffer in Pakistan to cope with the environmental problems they have, like climate change and plastic pollution. And you'll also have the chance to contribute to those life-changing wells that Farhat and Iqbal told us about. And there are plenty of other SusFest season events to choose from between the 16th and the 19th of May, many of which are exploring the same local-to-global theme. St. Albans Friends of the Earth invite you to join their Planet Over Profit launch photo to kick off their campaign to save animals like orangutans in Borneo from UK companies looking to fell their forests to grow palm oil to use in our food here in the UK. Now, also on the 16th, there's a nature writing workshop that will link to the local to global theme. The organiser says that you'll be inspired by objects from nature and from journeys made both near and far for your own creative writing. There's no experience needed in writing or anything else, and it's going to be informal and friendly. It's hosted at the Greenhouse in St. Albans, and it will be taken by the fabulous author and friend of the show, Vanessa Wright. And I'll put a link to all the SusFest Seasons events into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. And do take a look and book now, as some of the events are booked up already. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for joining me.